Well, today we're visiting with Leah Brook, who is a specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Food and Health, and we're going to talk about those two topics here today. Good morning, Leah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did you have a great holiday season?
Yes, it's a busy time, but ready to get back at it for work.
Boy, and you do have a lot lined up here in the early part of the year with several events coming up in the first few months of the year with a couple of different topics going on here. We're going to talk about some of those opportunities. I want to start with the ServSafe program. This is for folks who are working in food service, to an opportunity for them to keep up with their information and knowledge and their the things that they need to know to make sure they're doing things in a healthy way, right?
Yes. Yep, ServSafe is a program to become a certified food protection manager, which is required by Iowa Food Code for food service professionals. So I have a lot of classes coming up around the Southwest Iowa area. The first one is in Corning on Monday, January 30th, and the deadline for registration for that one is January 9th. But you can find me pretty much in any county in Southwest Iowa. Up until June is kind of how I have them scheduled out now and go 6 months at a time. But these are really important classes to learn about all the different food safety information to keep everyone safe as they eat out.
Yeah, and I mentioned food professionals, folks that work in the food service industry. Who specifically is eligible for these types of courses?
So anyone working in food service, so whether you're working in a restaurant, in a food truck, I have some childcare provider trainings or childcare providers that also come to them to help since they're serving small children as well, too. Even thinking about hospitals and schools, anyone working in that food service industry would benefit from this course.
So pretty much anyone that is handing you food at any particular time when you're handing the money afterward, that's pretty much going to cover it. All right. What all kinds of things will they learn? Are there different types of topics?
Yes, we go through a book the entire day through class. It is a long day, but then there's a certification examination at the end of the day. But the topics we go through are about contamination and food allergies. We talk about the entire flow of food, cleaning and sanitizing, safe facilities and equipment, and then the food safety management system.
Okay, quite a bit going on there. Is there a cost to take this this opportunity?
Yeah, there is a cost. So it's $160. If you're an Iowa Restaurant Association member, you do get a discount of $100, or discount of $60, so it's $100. And then from there, if you need to just retest, the price goes down from there.
Okay, very good. Is there anything that they need to bring with them for something like that, or are you just bringing an open mind?
Yeah, kind of everything. Open mind for sure, if you've never taken the course before. But what's really important is making sure you get registered online before the deadline of 3 weeks prior to the class. So all these classes we have going on 3 weeks ahead of time is the deadline. So then we can send you a book so you can prepare. Because then remember, there is that examination at the end that if you pass, it helps you become that certified food protection manager for your establishment. So make sure you bring your book with you that you get when you sign up, a photo ID, and then we get to spend all day together talking about food safety, and then you get to take your exam at the end of the day.
Well, very good. Well, yeah, and there are just a bunch of classes that are coming up here in the first 6 months of the year. You mentioned the one in Corning. That's coming up right around the corner. But in February, there's one over in Council Bluffs in Westpott County. In March, you've got classes in Atlantic at the Cass County Community Center. In April, you've got the Page County Extension in Clarinda. In May, there's one in Creston. In June, there are actually a couple of them, one in Montgomery County in Red Oak, another in Atlantic in Cass County again. So plenty of opportunities, but as Leah mentioned, the key thing there is it's about 3 weeks ahead of time there's a deadline to register for those, so you kind of need to be in front of that. Is registration pretty easy?
Yes, it is. You just have to go online and register, and then you just fill it out from there, pay with a card, and then you get an email verification that you signed up, and then The book will come to your own home shipping address, whatever you put on the registration.
All right, then you'll be ready to go. Very good. Well, that's the Serve Safe portion. Now, we also want to talk about another event coming up, and this is specifically for child care providers. It's called Safe and Healthy Kids. Talk about what's involved there.
Yeah, so ISU Extension and Outreach offers a lot of different child care provider training. So as a food and health specialist, I teach a lot of the food and nutrition ones that are related. So this one's specifically called Meal Planning Magic. So it is going to be held on February 13th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. The cost for that is going to be $15 a person, and there is some partial funding provided by Boost for Families, Early Childhood Iowa. So we really appreciate that support with them. But kind of a little bit of details about Meal Planning Magic is, you know, it really is important to provide children that safe and healthy food. So we'll talk all about meal planning, my plate, and how to increase the food options at your meal times with your children. We'll talk about snack and planning and trying to get a variety of those food groups, because there is a lot of time that you do spend, your child spends at the child care provider, if you want to get some good nutritious food. So it's important for the providers to have a good kind of background of nutrition for child health.
Well, I found it kind of interesting you talk about meal and snack planning. We figured meal planning was going to be a thing, but heck, let's face it. I mean, even us grown-ups, we like to snack a lot, and the kids are no different. And, you know, the difference is, you know, we're probably in a better position to make the decisions that are healthier, whether we do or not. The kids, on the other hand, probably need a little push in the right direction.
Yes, yes. We'll talk about that. That snack time is always really important for children as well, too. So trying to get a balanced snack is just as important as trying to get a balanced meal.
Well, it sounds like you're going to cover an awful lot in that two-hour time frame.
Yes, it will be a busy couple hours.
Okay. Now, will there be any sampling, perhaps, or some opportunities for folks to kind of see what they can do?
Yes, we will sample some foods. It's kind of a lot of things that I enjoy about my job, but this is one where I always get to bring some food.
Are you kidding? We'd all love to be in that type of food industry where we get to sample once in a while.
I know. It's fun.
It's the best part of the job. Now, for those who are involved in the child care industry then too, did I see that there'll be credits involved there too?
Yes, there will be 2 hours of credit for child care license renewal that is approved by the Iowa Department of Human Services and Child Adult Care Food Program.
Okay, so then this is for this is going to benefit those folks who are directly involved in that industry, but others can do it as well.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, excellent. And again, that's coming up in February 13th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and that's at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Now, you mentioned it's $15 per person is all it's going to cost for that. Is registration for this fairly simple as well?
Yes, it is also simple. It is online. There is kind of a two-step process with this. So you'd want to register online through the ISU Extension and Outreach website, but then you also would need to register through the DHS Training Registry.
All right, very good. So you can do that online. So it should be pretty easy to find. And if you have any questions, I assume that folks could probably go to the ISU Extension and Outreach website and find some more answers they need.
Absolutely, yep. Or you can always call the Cass County Extension Office, and they can direct you in the right direction as well.
Okay, simple enough. So whether it's the Magic Meal Planning, the Safe and Healthy Kids opportunity for you coming up in February in Atlantic, or any of those Serve Safe opportunities throughout Southwest Iowa over the coming months, make sure you check those out and find more information online at the Extension website. Leah Brook is a food and health specialist for the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach here for this part of the state, and she has a fun job, it sounds like. Good luck to you, Leah. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.